With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military describes them as extensive, the airstrikes it's carrying out on Hezbollah in Lebanon following the terror group's unrelenting attacks on northern Israel.
This morning, we saw dozens of Hezbollah targets being hit, positions in southern Lebanon, also in the east of the country, and for the first time, locations in the north were hit well in these airstrikes. And now residents across southern Lebanon have received a phone call from the Israeli authorities warning them, urging them to leave immediately locations near Hezbollah positions. Obviously, the fear here is that more airstrikes are going to be carried out.
The BBC's Hugo Bishege. Israel says it struck several hundred targets in Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry says 50 people were killed, 300 wounded. The 79th session of the UN General Assembly convenes today in New York. The crisis in the Mideast likely to place high on the agenda, along with the ongoing war in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is currently visiting the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, Vice President Harris is pushing for another debate, but former President Trump says no thanks.
On Sunday, Harris urged Trump to accept a proposal to debate on CNN on October 23rd. She said that they owe it to the American people to meet once more before Election Day. But Trump is declining, citing the start of early voting in some states. He told a rally on Saturday that it's just too late to hold a debate 12 days before Election Day, which is November 5th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A compromised stopgap spending bill in Congress will keep the government in business for several more months. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are modestly higher. The Dow futures are up 5 points. NASDAQ futures 27 points higher. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention takes on sexual abuse.
The denomination's executive committee has voted to establish a department whose only purpose will be to prevent and root out abuse in local congregations. Spokesman Jeff York tells Baptist Press, quote, "We have had two task forces that have done difficult and hard work, but it's time to stop talking about what we're going to do and take an initial strategic step of action that puts into place an administrative response to this issue." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some churches are launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options that align with religious values. The state school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making the startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and other states, there is now a greater availability of taxpayer funding to pay for K through 12 private school tuition. The demand for church-affiliated schools rose out of pandemic-era scrutiny over what children were being taught. This is SRN News. It's called a horrible and deeply troubling act, something that happened in South Central Pennsylvania recently.
Gettysburg College officials say at least two students have been suspended from the swim team after a racial slur was scratched onto a student's body. A spokesman says officials received a report of the racial slur being scratched onto a student using either a plastic or ceramic tool. The college says the students involved are not participating in swim team activities. That incident reportedly occurred during a social gathering at an on-campus residence. Jason Walker reporting.
Massachusetts State Police suspending full contact boxing training among recruits until further notice after a trainee died. 25-year-old Enrique Delgado Garcia died at a hospital a day after the exercise in the boxing ring at the Massachusetts State Police Academy. More details, SRNNews.com.